This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're at show number 290 for May 8th, 2011.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm Barry Kantz, your host.
I laid out all night for having a good time.
The music in this podcast is provided by IOTA Promonet.
It's like the devil on my shoulder.
And the song you're listening to is I Know I Done Wrong. And the artist is Robin Rogers, and it's from the album Back in the Fire.
Treat me so fine. Sometimes I get a little restless now.
Well, once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and welcome aboard. I'm glad to have you here. And if you're a first-time listener, a special welcome to you. And if you're a first-time listener, just a note that we're here for the travel trade business. We talk about suppliers, destinations, technology, business tips, whatever is related to the travel trade business, in particular to help out those who are travel agents. So that's what we're all about. And one thing we're not about, as you get into the show, you'll notice that we're not here to sell an ebook, a DVD, anything like an infomercial. We are not. So we're just here to help people out in the travel trade business and bring along you some good guests, good information, and in general, just have some fun, have a good time. And you know, that's kind of what the music is all about too in this show. It gives a little variety and you get to hear some different types of music, and the music is from independent artists, and they don't get that much airplay anywhere else on the internet other than through the IOTA Alliance and podcasts and shows like this one who highlight those artists in their show. So that's what that's all about. So if you take a trip over to the website at hometravelagent.net, that's www.hometravelagent.net, you'll find the website there, and you'll find the past shows back a couple, 3 years. You'll find a search engine there that you can search for particular terms that a show might be about. There's tags. There's a spot there that you can put in your email address and get the show notes delivered directly in your inbox as soon as the show is produced. So a lot of features on the website. Also, there's a feature on there that is a tab up at the top of the page. It's called Roll Call. And if you hit that tab, you're going to see the guests from previous shows. So if you think, if you remember, like, gosh, who was that talking about such and such? Well, you can go to the Roll Call tab and click on there and go through the list of guests, and you can come up with those guests that may have been talking about something that you were interested in. And just a note, you know, our guests are here because we've invited them. They don't pay us to be on the show. They're here because we think they're going to be interesting for you and helpful to you in your travel business. And that's why they're here. We do have one sponsor, and our sponsor is GoToMeeting. And you know, meetings are really an essential part of any business. You know, you may have to present to clients, collaborate with colleagues, and GoToMeeting makes this as simple as possible to run and organize. So just use GoToMeeting, and it's by the Citrix Company, and it's the easiest, most reliable online meeting service out there. Now, with GoToMeeting, you can schedule online meetings in seconds, and attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. And you can make meeting materials viewable on everyone's screen, and collaboration becomes absolutely seamless. So GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone else joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, you can hold as many meetings as you need for one flat rate, and phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. And you know, just this week, I was at work in my office, and Gail and I were talking on the phone, and we're talking about looking for some campsites nearby here where we can maybe just go spend a weekend. And she wanted to see a site map of one of the campgrounds that we were taking a look at. Well, now, Gail's not a computer user. In fact, I just taught her how to plug in an address in the address bar of the browser. I mean, that's where we're at. And yet, I loaded up a GoToMeeting session, told her how to get to it, entered the meeting ID, and there she was. She was looking at my screen, and we were looking at the campground and the sites right there in no time at all. And this is with someone that has very little computer experience, very little computer knowledge, and we had her up and running in seconds. So it is really easy to use when they say that, and I know that from experience. So my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days And now that's a month of unlimited online meetings. And you can get that by visiting gotomeeting.com and click on the Try It Free button and enter the promo code podcast. That's gotomeeting.com, promo code podcast. And I really would appreciate it if you could stop over there and give it a try, support the show. And that helps us out, helps pay the server expenses for the show, the bandwidth costs, and all the other miscellaneous costs associated with producing the show. And we don't make any money, actually, on the show. I mean, everything that we make from this ad goes right back into producing the show. So I appreciate your help. Okay, and with that, I want to get to the co-hosted segment. I think you're going to enjoy this. Actually, it's about technology. And our guest is a technology gadget guru. And I think you'll enjoy it because she's a member of NACTA, the National Association of Career Travel Agents, and she's their technology specialist. And we're going to talk about an upcoming Tech Fest coming to the Chicago area here next week. And there are going to be future Tech Fests sponsored by NACTA coming up on the West Coast. So listen up. And if you're interested in technology that's going to make your business better and help you produce more sales, then this is the show for you. So we'll get right into it. Here we go. Welcome to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and this is the co-hosted segment. Actually, this is the co-hosted segment for show number 280-some. Gosh, we're getting right up there, Lorene. You know, we're producing a lot of shows here, and we've had the co-hosted segment around here for a long time. And people who have listened to us for a long time have heard me say this many times, and I thought I'd deviate a little bit from the standard fare here and do a little bit of a different introduction. And I would like to introduce Lorene Romero here as the co-host, as she has been for just about 6 years. Well, welcome back, Lorene. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you, Barry. And it has been great. Still loving the show, still loving being able to help support my fellow home-based travel agent, as you do, in being able to get education and improve their learning and selling ability. And in fact, our guest today on the show is perfect for this topic. Her name is Penny Radixall. And she is with NACTA, and which is a membership organization. And just in the last couple of weeks, we had Bob Duglin on, and he introduced us to Penny. And we're very honored to have her on the show. She is a girl geek. So we're going to have her talk a little bit about her work as chapter development and for the seminar at Sea Manager, which I'm like, ooh, what a great job with NACTA. And we'd like to introduce Penny to the show. And welcome, Penny. Thank you for being on.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So, Penny, tell us a little bit about your girl geekness, a little bit about NACTA and the exciting conference that NACTA has coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I'm fairly new to NACTA. I just started in January, but I'm really, really honored to be a part of this great team. They've got a lot of things coming up and going on. You mentioned the seminars at sea, and I'm very involved in that. We've got a ton of things on our calendar for people to see. And as far as the upcoming conference, it is called the Tech Fest, and it's going to be the first one's going to be held in Chicago, or just outside Chicago, in Deerfield. It will be May 14th and 15th, and it's really focused on hands-on training. Everyone in the room will either have a laptop computer or will be purchasing one while they're there at a very, very discounted rate. And so everybody will have a computer and be following along with the instructors. It's not your typical PowerPoint, let me show you how to do this, and then when you go home, you're completely lost. So we want to train and teach and mentor these agents to be able to follow along. And some of the topics are social media, including Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're also going to be going over some low and no-cost software options, some Google tools. We're going to be talking about some photos and different video options. We'll also have some suppliers there showing booking engines. And all of this is in a two-day crash course, and it's just going to be phenomenal.
Wow, sounds totally great. I'm just bummed that I'm on the West Coast and aren't able to go. I see that some of the things that you have and you just mentioned are Facebook 101, Facebook Business Advanced, which is great. And one of the things that I highly recommend for people, and maybe you can talk about it just a little bit, about blogging. I know that a lot of our listeners have Facebook accounts. Facebook account, but it may not be familiar with what blogging is. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Well, blogging is not necessarily, it's not in our lineup there, but let me just tell you, I've been working on the agenda all week, and we are doing two sessions on blogging. So if anybody is interested in it, they need to sign up and come. We have a great starter course on how to do it, why to do it, where to find your content. And I'll tell you, blogging is one of the number one ways that agents, as well as in any industry, are getting the word out there. Most of the programs are completely complimentary. They're very user-friendly, point-click, drag-and-drop, and anyone can do it.
And it's a great way of being able to express yourself. A lot of people are using photos, so that's definitely one of the tips that people are using, and how to describe areas for clients to be able to go to be able to give kind of a little bit of a flavor and how to make yourself stand out as a travel agent and put a little bit of personality into the blog or into, you know, Barry and I often promote having a Facebook account. That, again, is a way of being able to get your business name out there, get in touch with people, and to use it to be able to socialize with people, not only necessarily to promote your business, but also to be able to present yourself to people. So this conference that you're talking about, which is going to be May 14th and 15th, do you have a website we can refer people to? How do they sign up and get involved in it or find more information?
Certainly, they can go to NACTA, and that's NACTA.com. That's our website. Go to the calendar of events, and you just go to May, and you'll find May 14th, 15th, and there's more information on it there, which will take you to the registration page with all of the pertinent information of when, where, how, and why. So it's available to everybody. And I just wanted to comment on something you just said about the Facebook and the blogging. It's absolutely the way to make yourself stand out. We all know product. We can sell a ship or a resort or a destination, but we really need to be thinking about selling ourselves. And by doing the blogs or Facebook, it really promotes who you are as a travel professional. It tells more about your skills, your knowledge, and your expertise. And that's what I have always tried to tell agents is promote yourself, and because the consumers, most of them, know more about the product than we do anyway.
Exactly, exactly. And talking about promoting yourself, so tell us a little bit about you, Penny. We know that you are now with NACTA. I know you as a girl geek. Can you tell us a little bit about your path in the industry?
I started out way back years ago as a home-based agent. Kind of fell into it by default, needed something I could do from home while raising my children, and blah, 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 blah. Ultimately found this, and it just, once travel gets into your bloodstream, it never leaves. So I took my small little home-based agency and turned it into a host agency, which I absolutely loved and adored because I could work with the agents and train and teach and mentor and then see them go on their way or hopefully not. And I did that for many, many years. About 6 years ago or so, I got involved in doing some trainings for other host agencies and some consortias, as well as some associations, and absolutely fell in love with working with the agents. And one of the things that I've always been passionate about is technology and how it can help us not only with organization, but with time management and so many other things. And so a lot of people would call and ask me questions, or I'd be doing a seminar at sea or speaking at a conference, and they'd come up and ask me all these questions. And somehow, someone, somewhere, called me the Gadget Girl, and it just kind of stuck. And I kind of liked the nickname, and it just kind of stuck. And then I started writing for different magazines and doing Q&A type columns. And it's just kind of grown over the years. People, I can go to a conference, or I can be, you know, at one of the national conferences or whatever, and people will come up and they recognize who I am just by the fact that I love technology and I've been able to help many people in different areas.
Oh, that's wonderful. And as I had mentioned at the very beginning, at the introduction, is that we really find it important to be able to, for agents to promote themselves, and a great way of doing it is through their knowledge and technology. And it really sounds like you've built your career about being able to stay on the cutting edge of the technology. And now look, not only did you write for a magazine, you still do. You're doing a travel fest, tech fest for NACTA. I mean, what a great story that is.
Yeah, I'm really excited about getting involved and being able to show off some of my talents and skills. And I don't pretend to know it all, but I will tell you, if someone inquires about a piece of equipment, software product, or something, you know, some kind of fun gadget, I have been known to go out and purchase it just so that I can learn it, so that I can teach it or talk about it or recommend it or not. And it's a whole lot of fun. I enjoy gadgets and technology and have a whole closet full of really fun stuff.
I've got a whole closet full of things that become obsolete in about 6 months.
Yeah, if that long.
Yeah, if that long.
I recently had a Gadget Girl garage sale, which was a whole lot of fun.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I kind of turn my stuff over frequently. In fact, we were laughing about the fact that my favorite little Sony laptop is almost 5 years old, which is just unheard of for me because I trade about every 6 months. This one has lasted almost 5 years. Now, that doesn't mean that I haven't had several in the interim, because I have. I have an iPad, I have a netbook, I have a tablet, you know, all those other fun toys as well. But this little guy has not left my side in almost 5 years, which is
just long.
Unusual for me.
Yeah, that's a long ride for technology.
It is.
Yeah. You know, I bet I could go down into my basement in the dark recesses down there and find an Apple Newton. Do you remember those?
Yes.
So, okay, Barry, here's your opportunity. You always ask wonderful questions.
Yeah, I was just curious. You were talking about the gadgets and going out and buying a gadget, and I might do something like that too. I mean, I'm kind of an early adopter, but do you have websites or blogs, or what are your resources that you use to keep up on technology?
Well, I don't have any specific ones that I go to. There is a show that I listen to, and here in my city, in Tennessee, it comes on Saturday mornings. And I don't know if you've heard of her or not. I'll just do a shout-out. Kim Komando.
Oh, yeah. I listen to her once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely love to listen to Kim Komando, and I've taken a lot of her advice. I've been on her show a couple of times as a caller with questions, and it's just her site gives me a lot of insight. But there's just various other ones, and really where I learn is from the people's questions. Because I'm out in the community with the travel agents, with, you know, other business owners, because I don't just teach travel agents technology, it's small business owners. But their questions spark a lot of my responses. And that's kind of what pushes me to go out and try different products and research different products.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That way you're kind of product specific to the business that you're working with, too.
Right, right.
And one of the wonderful things about the day and age that we live in is the fact that things are changing so rapidly, and there's so much for us to be able to learn and to keep up with. And you're a great resource to be able to do that. I mean, what you're saying about going out and buying something just so you can learn it to teach other people, what a wonderful gift. Well, thank you for doing
that. My husband doesn't think so.
I understand that. I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he doesn't always think that's what I should be doing. But, and I'm not saying that I spend a gazillion dollars on you know, I'm not going to go out probably and buy something that's very costly. But if it's a small product, or if it's a piece of software, I'm either going to learn about it myself, or I'm going to get some testimonials from other people before I recommend or give feedback on something. It's just really important to me to know something before I talk about it.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about your husband. I can walk in the house here with a sack, you know, come home from work and I've got a sack in my hand. And my wife will say, what gadget did you buy today? Mm-hmm. I go, no, it's just toothpaste.
Well, I have to tell you a really short story about traveling with my travel agent friends. Often, you know how we do, we get together and we go on to different events. One of my friend's husband said to her one day, so how much is this trip going to cost me? And she started to list, you know, we're driving, so it's this much gas, we're staying the night, and it'll be this much hotel, the event itself is this much. He says, no, I don't care about the cost of the conference. How much is it going to cost me? I know you're going with Penny. How much is it going to cost me in technology?
Yeah.
Because we always go and find really cool things when we're traveling. So anyway, I've kind of gotten a reputation with the husbands.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Got it. If you don't mind, as we're closing, what I would like to do is have you just talk a little bit about NACTA, what you guys have to offer for travel agents. I know I have been a member for many, many, many years. And again, we like to be able to provide a resource for our listeners. So could you give a little bit of a shout out and direction, and what does NACTA do?
Certainly would love to do so. Well, first of all, NACTA stands for the National Association of Career Travel Agents. And we are an association for all travel professionals that are looking for networking opportunities, continuing education, for all of those things that a home-based or an independent contractor misses by not being inside of an office. As we all know, there's a lot of blessings to be able to work from your home office. Or sometimes your back seat, wherever you might be. But there are also some challenges. And this association really comes together and helps its members answer questions, be there for one another. We do a lot of seminars, C programs, and we're different in a couple of ways on that. When you hear seminar at sea, you typically think of a discounted cruise that you might have to go to one or two PowerPoint presentation seminars. NACTA has stepped out of the box and is doing more of the PLUS programs, which is a total experience. We have one going in a couple of months that's a European sailing to the Holy Lands, and in every port we have a shore excursion or a fam day planned. So you have an opportunity to do pre, then the cruise itself, with all the excursions and a post. So you really get a total immersion and a total experience. It's not just, quote, a seminar at sea. We also do some in-depth, and we're getting even further into that with education on our seminars at sea. And really, so when the agent comes away, they come away with something. We're doing a lot of the educational things like the Tech Fest. And you mentioned you were on the West Coast and you wouldn't be able to do the one in Chicago. Well, stay tuned because an announcement will be coming out shortly. We may be able to help you out with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do things such as we have an annual conference. This year it's going to be doing a 7-day cruise up to New England and Canada very inexpensively, and a really great itinerary on that. We also have chapters and local meetings throughout the country. So there's just a whole lot that NACTA does, and we are part of ASTA, so that kind of gives us, you know, even more benefits in the background of what they bring to the table. So we're really excited. It's a small team. There's just 5 of us that run the association, but we're a really close-knit, good team, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. One more thing I want to mention before we go, because it is kind of technology, NACTA is the only association that I'm aware that has this technology available to their members, and it is a member benefit. We have a resume builder, if you will, and we've been talking about how important it is to promote yourself. With this template on our website, you go in and you upload your photo and or your logo, pop in all of your personal information. There's a section where you can put a blurb about yourself, your specialties, your niche, whatever it is that is unique about you. And then there are boxes that you can actually click different icons and different things that will fill in those boxes. And the template has in it things such as your ACC, MCC, ECC designation, CTC, CTA, specialty programs with different vendors or tourism boards. You can put client testimonials. You can import different logos, that kind of thing. And they're all there in the background. So literally within 5 to 10 minutes, you have a one sheet all about you that you can either print or attach to an email. And, you know, take to a trade show, give to a client, or, as I said, attach to an email so you have a resume right there that tells your clients or potential clients who you are. So I'm really excited about that. That's unique to Enacta. And we have so many more things coming out. I could go on and on, but I know we need to wrap it up. But to contact us, go to the website, which is www.enacta.com, and take a look at all we have to offer. If you're not a member, come join us. If you are a member, thank you so much for your support.
Well, thank you, Penny. This is wonderful. And thank you for that. I had forgotten about the resume, and that in itself is worth the annual fee for membership. It's totally worth it. The member list is wonderful. The different trips, the educational opportunities. NACT has really become one of those organizations that no matter how much I need to cut back in my life, that is a membership that I always renew, because the value in membership for NACT is phenomenal.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate that support. And one other thing on the one sheet, what you just said is absolutely true. But we also have a listing for consumers that are looking for travel professionals. And if you have a one sheet, consumers can all find you absolutely free.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, Penny, if you don't mind giving your contact information in case some of our listeners have questions. And thank you again for being on the show. But how can people reach you if they have any further questions?
Sure. My name is Penny Rudisill. I'm with NACTA, and my phone number is 703-739-6828. My email address is my first initial P, last name Rudisill, R-U-D-I-C-I-L at NACTA.com.
Right. Thank you again. Barry, if listeners would like to reach you, what is the best way to get you?
Well, they can get me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at HometravelAgent.net, or they can go over to Facebook and play along in that territory, and that is Facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Laureen?
My email address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued at mac.com. Or you can also reach me via Facebook, and my Facebook account name is Laurener. And I would love to be friends with you. Thank you again, both Barry and Penny. Good luck on the Tech Fest. I think it's totally awesome. And anything you have on the West Coast, I'm all over it.
Thank you, Penny.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Penny. Thanks, Laureen. And we're on into the news segment of the show. And we have three news items today. And all the news items can be found by links within the show notes. Or you can go over to the website at www.hometravelagent.net and pull up the web page for this show, and you'll have links to these news items there as well. And the first news item is a new business opportunity for you. And did you know that outdoor recreation travel is a growing niche? And this is something that you may want to consider, because it is a $300 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar industry. And now, travel agents have a new way to break into this lucrative market. Outdoor Travel, Outdoor Traveler Destinations, OTD, recently launched a dedicated travel agent portal. And that portal can be located at otdaagents.com, otdaagents.com. And the portal is designed to help travel specialists cater to one of the fastest growing sectors of the travel outdoor recreation specialty niche. And the commissions, we're all interested in that. Commissions range from 10 to 20% on their special promotions. And through OTD, travel agents can effectively cater to this niche, and they can boost their income. And the travel niche includes individuals, couples, and families who love the outdoors and activities associated with this lifestyle, including things like bird watching, backpacking, fishing, boating, hunting, mountain climbing, hiking, padding, or is it paddling? Not sure I ever heard of that one. Anyhow, camping, etc. Research reveals that it is a highly engaged market of consumers that seek to include these types of activities in their travels and as the main focal point of their vacation experiences. So now you have an opportunity to cash into those folks who have outdoor adventure as their primary means of travel and their travel interests. So you want to check out otdaagents.com and get registered over there, and you might just find a new niche for your travel business as a result. Sounds pretty exciting to me. And again, a link to this article is in the show notes. And speaking of adventure travel, the next article comes from TNews, and that's tnews.com, TNOOZ.com. And there's an app creator out there, an iPad, iPhone application creator, who claims credit for Osama bin Laden's discovery. Now, do you believe that? Now, the article goes on to say it was only a matter of time before a military-grade iPhone application targeted at adventure travelers, hikers, and campers was created and is now being touted as one of the tools to trace Osama bin Laden. The company, Tactical Nav, claims it has sources which suggest its iPhone app may have been used during the so-called Geronimo mission by the U.S. Navy SEALs at the weekend to locate al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Now, Tactical Nav says the design and functionality of this app is on par with many of the GPS devices used by U.S. soldiers, including a military-quality GPS navigation system, compass, location and waypoint sharing tools, and camera mode with heads-up displays. Well, you know, nevertheless, whether it was used to help capture Osama bin Laden, it sounds like an interesting app, nevertheless. So you may want to take a look at this article, read the rest of it for yourself, and something you may want to add to your iPhone. And the last article comes from the Puget Sound Business Journal out in the Seattle area. And it's from information obtained from Bing, the Microsoft search engine site, and what Bing says is to expect higher summer travel costs. No surprise there. And it says expect to pay 15% more for airfares and 7% more for hotel rooms this summer. It says airfares will average $561 per ticket, and hotel rooms will average $242 a night. And this is according to a forecast by Microsoft's Bing travel site. Now, it goes on to say that international travel is also expensive. Overseas fares are going to be at $1,250 on average per ticket, compared with $1,100 per ticket last summer. So, travelers, if you're waiting to wait out a rise in the fares and the prices and finding a deal, well, you may be disappointed. So, you might want to go ahead and jump on board now, and especially if you're booking during an off-season time, that's the best time to get the rates, the best rates. So anyhow, find out more. Go over and take a look at the article in the Puget Sound Business Journal, and I have a link to this in the show notes. So with that, we'll wrap the show up this week, and I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for subscribing if you're doing that in iTunes. And as we enter the summer travel season, I hope you all stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.